More than 70 Pitkin County Republicans gathered at Aspen High School last night. Frieda Wallison is chair of the local GOP, and she says caucus turnout can vary widely depending on how important the elections are in the fall.
I actually didn't know what to expect. I think there's a great deal of interest among Republicans in the elections in the fall. I would say this is probably a little low in the turnout tonight in comparison to the significance of the elections for Republicans.
Statewide, some of the biggest races this fall are for governor and the U.S. Senate seat. Both require the Republican candidate to take on an incumbent. And at last night's caucus, Pitkin County GOP members took an informal vote on which candidate they think could win. Again, Frieda Wallison.
We conducted a non-binding straw poll, quite informative, actually, in terms of where people, at least in the room, were leaning. In the race for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, Cory Gardner was a very strong first place. In the governor's race, Mike Kopp garnered the majority of the votes.
Pitkin County Republicans also voted on who should have certain grassroots positions within the local party. Those winners influence what the local party does and what statewide candidates can end up on the primary ballot. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
I'm Marcy Krivenin. Last night, the Pitkin County Democrats gathered at Aspen's Colorado Mountain College campus to tackle several tasks. Party chairperson Blanca O'Leary says about 60 registered voters showed up.
We were very happy with our turnout, considering that we're in an off-off election year. The caucuses are the bedrock of democracy. I mean, it's the grassroots of the grassroots. So it was really great to see a very nice turnout.
Top priority at the meeting was to vote on which candidates the participants would like to see on the November ballot. The group weighed in on several races, including the U.S. Senate. No surprise there, incumbent Senator Mark Udall received overwhelming support. County Commissioner Rachel Richards received an endorsement, as did Patty Clapper, who's running in District 1, a seat filled by Commissioner Rob Itner. County Assessor Tom Isaac also grabbed a nomination. The caucus voted to include issues in the state's party platform, like climate change, opposition to the Personhood Amendment, and more equitable health care rates in mountain communities.
Right now, the mountain regions pay an inordinately higher amount of insurance premiums versus the Front Range, and that needs to be looked at.
Next, about 50 delegates will vote again at the County Assembly in Aspen on March 15th. O'Leary says it's likely the candidates who received endorsements last night will be the Democrats' choice on the November ballot. The Republicans will hold their assembly a few days earlier on March 12th. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.